present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for a second visit to historic Guildford. In 1203, King John made Guildford Castle his country home and arrived here with his new bride, the 12-year-old Queen Isabel. They were married before a congregation of 100 barons and just after netball practice. However, the marriage was annulled by the Pope when he discovered the couple were second cousins and consequently far too distantly related for a royal marriage. Having divorced from Isabel, King John then married a French countess called Isabella, as not only did she bring rich lands in France, but it also made for an easy change to his tattoo. King John fought Philip of France for control of the great castles of Normandy. In 1204, he lost the Chateau Gaillard, so opted instead for a bottle of the house white. Guildford is found on the ancient Harrow Way. With its crude construction and uneven surface, the Harrow Way is claimed to be the oldest road in Britain, a claim disputed by anyone who's driven on the Guildford bypass. The author of Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll, is buried here. His family marked his gravestone with the inscription, "Fell asleep, 14th January 1898. The law was later changed to make it illegal to bury elderly dozing relatives. It was at the Guildford Counselling Centre that the pioneering therapist, Dr. James Barfield, repeatedly tried but failed to start a self-harming awareness group. He said it was like banging his head against a brick wall. Companies based here include Colgate Palmolive. After the Queen toured their new toothpaste factory, Her Majesty was surprised to find that when she took off her protective cap, staff lined up to squeeze her by the bottom. Guildford is the home of Britain's most successful female racing driver. Catherine Legg, who was recently invited to test a Formula One car fitted with the latest kinetic energy recuperation system, brake bias adjustment and wing drag reduction controls. But she didn't like the colour. I had to read it. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim McTaylor and Jeremy Hardy. And getting ready to enjoy some action on the desk next to me, please welcome our lovely scorer, the delightful Samantha. Okay, well, we kick off today with a round called Uxbridge English Dictionary. The English language has many terms which appear to be interchangeable, but this isn't always true. For example, there's an important difference in meaning between belief and faith. A belief is acceptance by the mind that something is true or real, underpinned by an emotional or spiritual sense of certainty, whereas your faith is what you wath with a faith flannel. However, meanings are constantly changing, Tim, so let's hear any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tim, can you start us?
Suffragette, Ryanair.
Graham.
Grandee, Jack's grandmother.
Barry.
Vanish, rather like a van.
Jeremy.
Ball bearing, the side a gentleman dresses.
Arsenal, the whole body.
Pastiche, what Sean Connery eats in Cornwall.
module, Christmas with the Who.
Loosh, where Sean Connery takes his comfort breaks.
Jacuzzi, French for I know who did that in the bath.
Singe, what Sean Connery confesses to in church.
Singapore, Jeremy Hardy.
Okay, we've all had a drink. Well, the teams are going to sing along with a selection of well-known discs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Samantha made her regular visit to the record library earlier to choose the team's songs, where she found the archivist trying to preserve some of the older records. Samantha says he was busy handling some fragile discs, and just as she was getting her greatest hits out, she heard him crack one out in the storeroom. Samantha is back and ready to give the discs a spin. You should sing along, teams, and continue when Samantha turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And too many points means you'll have to ask your wife to take them on her license. What do points mean?
Prizes!
That's right. And this week's prize will delight anyone who enjoys visiting ancient churches, examining commemorative plaques, and warmly greeting the church wardens they encounter along the way. It's this fine English heritage arse-rubbing kit. So, Barry, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Elvis Presley singing Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let me be
your teddy bear.
Baby, let me be around you every night.
Spot on, Barry. Well done. I must say, with the help of the Guildford Stuck in the 50s Society. Okay, so, Tim, you're next. I'd like you to accompany the Talking Heads singing Psycho Killer.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Far better. Run away. Oh, psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Far better. Run away.
So, your turn now, Graham. Would you accompany the Sex Pistols singing Anarchy in the UK?
I am an antichrist. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy passerby, 'cause I want to be anarchy. No dogs, buddy. Anarchy for the UK. come in sometimes and may be. I give a wrong time to stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a Sharpie scheme, 'cause I wanna be.
And finally, Jeremy. Would you like to accompany Sting and the Police singing So Lonely?
Well, someone told me yesterday that when you throw your love away, you act as if you just don't care.
Just
uncanny.
Yes. I think it just goes to show that not all castratos have great voices. Well, it wasn't worth going to that much trouble, was it?
You win some, you lose some, Judge.
Well, the teams are going to give full vent to their acting skills now in the round called Sound Charades. It's a radio version of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue. In the original, mimes were conducted in total silence to an ecstatic audience. The team's version is exactly the same, except for those two bits I just told you about. The grand master of the game was, of course, Lionel Blair, who always treated his team well, even taking them on expensive holidays. Christopher Biggins recalls once climbing out of the swimming pool, a little shivery and dripping wet, when Lionel kindly tossed him over a towel. Tim and Jeremy, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen.
Okay.
So for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Watchdog. Watchdog.
So off you go, Tim and Jeremy.
It's television, and it's one word.
Yeah, one word.
Oh. And it goes like this. Oh, what's the time?
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Ah, 3 o'clock. Thanks, Rover. The end.
Watchdog.
So, your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. Okay. And the mystery voice for the listeners at home.
Oh.
The importance of being earnest. The importance of being earnest.
Play in a film.
And it's five words.
Five words.
Goes like this.
Goes like this. Wasn't Eric Morecambe great?
Yes. Yes, he was, but don't underestimate the vital role played by his partner.
Yeah, it's the importance
it's
of being
It's too easy, it is. Well, here's another title going up now, and Mystery Voice at home. This is for you, Tim and Jeremy.
Grand Designs. Grand Designs.
Two words.
Two words, and it's a television programme.
It goes like this.
Hello, dear, what are you knitting?
Oh, it's a little cardi. It's part of my new range.
What, you knitting a stove?
No, no, no. My grandson says I should have my own label.
Oh, what, so people know where to send you when you get lost?
No, no, my own haute couture knitwear range.
Ooh.
I'm getting ready for the Paris Fashion Week.
Ooh.
I'm showing.
I can see that.
They've got a catwalk and everything.
Your cat can't walk anymore.
I know. I come sliding down these little... little booties are very slippery.
Oh, so what are you going to call this label?
My grandson says it should be named after me.
Oh, what do you mean? Dot, dot, dot.
No, I'm not called Dot. Something like House of Nan.
Oh!
The end.
Gran.
Yes.
Come on.
I don't know, Gran.
Yes, you do.
Begins with D.
Grand Design.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Gran, I see what you did there.
Yes. Yeah, it's a final title now being displayed for you, Barry and Graham. And once again, the mystery voice at home.
The Thing. The Thing.
Oh, made a film of that, did they?
So I take it's a film.
Two words.
It is a film, yes.
It's a film, yes.
Goes something like this.
Dougal.
You'll have had your tea.
No.
Matter of fact, I made myself a nice cup of coffee.
What?
I've got a, what do you call it, a catheter.
You mean cafetiere?
No. No, I was at home.
Oh, well. Oh, never mind that. It's enough of your amusing misunderstandings. Now, have you brought me the... What's it?
What?
You know what I mean.
Oh, you mean the...
Exactly. It'll be in your sporran.
Oh, you mean this?
Don't put it away, no. I didn't mean that. No, I meant the...
This?
No, not that either. I'm surprised you kept it, to be honest. Now, what do you call it?
Oh, you mean this?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted.
Why didn't you say so? Goodbye.
Is did you keep in a sporran?
The Thing?
Oats?
Yes.
What a brisk round that was.
The next round is an interesting version of the Sunday evening Radio 4 show, Poetry Please. Or as most listeners will know it, Poetry Click. We'll be examining how great works of poetry are inspired. For example, what prompted Robert Burns to write this? We slicket carin timras bisti. Oh, what a panex in thy blisti. Perhaps we'll never know. Okay, I'll give the teams the first lines to some well-known poems and ask them to suggest how the works might have been completed less successfully. So the first one's for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art...
bloody miserable.
The answer is more lovely and more temperate. Barry.
Yeah.
'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gar and gimble in the wabe.
Yeah, never mind all that, sir. Blow into this, please.
As we all know, that was Lewis Carroll from Jabberwocky.
Oh.
Graham. Miss Joan Hunter Dunn, Miss Joan Hunter Dunn.
Paging Miss Joan Hunter Dunn.
The answer is Furnished and Burnished by Aldershot's son, John Betjeman. Tim.
Yep.
My heart aches and a drowsy numbness pains my sense as though...
quote unquote was on. That's what you told me to say.
It's as though of hemlock I had drunk John Keats, Ode to a Nightingale. Jeremy. This is the night mail crossing the border, bringing the cheque and the postal order, letters for the rich, letters for the poor.
But mostly catalogues.
The shop at the corner and the girl next door's W.H. Auden night train. Barry, The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They
drowned.
They took some honey and plenty of money, wrapped up in a £5 note, Edward Lear. Graham, half a league, half a league, half a league.
Paging half a league.
It's actually onward all in the valley of death rode the 600. Tennyson charged the light brigade. Finally, Tim, bent double like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge till
we got off our Ryanair flight.
But on the haunting flares, we turned our backs, Wilfred Owen. Okay, well, here's some for any of you to have a go at. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Yes.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and old Lang Syne, Robert Burns? And did those feet in ancient time walk upon England's mountains green?
No.
And was the holy lamb of God on England's pleasant pasture seen, William Blake, Jerusalem? Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there.
I'm behind you.
I do not sleep, Mary Elizabeth Fry. It was a lover and his lass with a hey and a ho and a...
another ho.
The hey nonny no that the green corn field did pass, Shakespeare. 15 men on a dead man's chest, yo ho ho and...
another failed resuscitation.
Rum, Robert Louis Stevenson. And finally, sexual intercourse began in
Hazelmere.
It was 1963, which was rather late for me. Philip Larkin, that was. I know what everyone's thinking. Why aren't there more ducks on the radio? Well, the teams are set to bring duck performance to the radio. Each will reprise a classic scene from film or musical theatre with one of their number playing a central role as a duck. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to perform the song I Remember It Well from Gigi with Barry in the Maurice Chevalier role and Graham as a duck taking the Hermione Gingold role.
We met at 9. I was on time. Ah, yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends. A tenor sang. Ah, yes, I remember it well. That dazzling April moon. That's right, that's right. Ah, yes, I remember it well.
For our next scene, we'll be looking to the film epic for our inspiration. And in this scene, teams, I'd like you to all perform as ducks. I shall take the part with the most lines. Okay, music, please. I bring a message from your master, Marcus Licinius Crassus, commander of Rome. By command of his most merciful excellency, your lives are to be spared. Slaves you were and slaves you remain. But the terrible penalty of crucifixion has been set aside on the single condition that you identify the body or the living person of the slave called Spartacus.
Ah,
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Well, there is just time to fit in a round looking at the effects of advancing age. How many of us find ourselves in a room wondering what on earth we went in there for? I'm looking at 900 now. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of musicals and show tunes likely to appeal to an audience of pensioners. You can start, Jeremy.
I was born under a wandering... never mind.
Barry. Jesus Christ, soup again.
Tim.
As long as he feeds me.
Graham.
Annie, get your teeth.
I'm putting in my top set.
Oh, that's the one with Ginger Codgers and Fred Astaire lift.
Little Shop of Horlicks.
Staying Alive.
Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor War Wound.
A Little Night Mucus.
I'm reviewing my constipation.
Paint your wig on.
Kiss Me, Pate.
I'm getting buried in the morning.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the CDs of hope are washed off the desert island of time by the waves of fate, and the audience of eternity wonders what kind of idiot leaves his eight treasured CDs on a tidal beach, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Guildford, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Jeremy Hardy were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.